Aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya.
Aleluya, aleluya. Let's thank God with a mighty hand clap.
And
if a mighty hand clap, tell him, Lord,
move
past me there 2022.
I have
more faith to work with you. The seasons have not passed me. Thank you so much, Lord, for you enabled us on the date of 14, the month of December,
there
2022, to launch. Yes. To launch
campaign, no kora,
and do revival,
no kuzobujo kwemi intu byonna,
and restoration of all things.
Okuita kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna,
the worldwide call of God.
Okuita kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna,
God is worldwide call.
Okuri kugwange lya Uganda,
that of the nation Uganda,
mu Africa wano,
in this Africa.
Webaze mukama,
you thank the Lord.
Nambe twachikose webale,
tell him we did it. Thank you.
Ebirote byatuiseko,
seasons did pass us. In the Genesis, chapter 18, God told Abraham and Sarah, when the times will come back,
your
seasons pass them.
This
is when they come back. They know when they come back. That time Hagar came in place. And Ishmael,
they
did pass us.
It means
Hagar is not to come in there.
Ishmael
is not to be born in
there.
Isaac, the child of the covenant. Alone we give advice. Thank you, God, who enabled us.
Give
the time and seasons. And not God to redeem them.
Bible
says in the Ephesians,
we
redeem time. But we move by them.
We move
to the times and seasons. Yes. You speak with the brother, tell them
there's
something which happens in the midst of the world. The children of God, and God did not pass them. The children of God, and they did fail to do the work God tells them.
Amen.
The children of God, and the times and seasons never passed them. That happens.
Ministry of God International Ministries.
Ministry of Full Knowledge of God International Ministries. We held it for church in the entire world. And we take it for the entire world. We did that right at Wankuluku Stadium.
Uganda, wano.
We ride in Uganda. And we launched
campaign. No kora,
and
do
revival. And restoration of all things. God is worldwide call. And based in the nation Uganda.
Africa.
In Africa.
Twachikoze.
We did it.
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses, was with God at the Mount Sinai, and he established the new covenant, and he established the old covenant. Our Lord Jesus Christ was with 12 disciples. It was one day in the same hour, in the same year, and established the new covenant, and it moved up to now. But we too, on the date of 14 up to 15, the month of December,
they had
2022, we too, we established
campaign
and do
revival.
and restoration of all things. It's the worldwide call which is on the nation Uganda, where God has called us to work with him in the final work on the earth with two major reasons. The first, to hinder devils, turn this world into Sodom and Gomorrah. The second, to lead prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages. And this work
is
going to fulfill God's mega last agenda on the earth of refreshing all things
and going to be
the greatest and the last revival and restoration of all things on the earth.
It's
going to pass through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation. Everlasting gospel of salvation
is
the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and
will
reveal secrets of the kingdom of heaven to be able to draw heaven to the many, open up doors of heaven to the many that they can enter and to be saved of hell. And the lake of fire. That began is not bouncing backwards. And now God has got the Father above the heavens. And to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's of the Holy Spirit. You can enjoy and dance for him.
And
say that began. Thank you so much.
You thank him.
You thank him. You enjoy yourself. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
Jesus. Yes. Seasons come and you enjoy yourself. And God has not passed you. One day prophet Elijah worried. And so God had passed him. And the fire passed them. He chased it. He made him not in the fire. And the father's passed. He chased them. And he didn't find him there. Perhaps he left me. And the thunders. Perhaps it's the one. And perhaps he chased them.
Mabega we na
muita. And he called Elijah. Him Elijah. I've not passed you, I'm here. Yes. I'm Elijah. Yes, this will never pass him. God never passed him. This will never pass him. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My
God has made us Elijah in our days.
It's
forward upon Uganda, the anointing of Elijah. To do restoration.
Yes.
Of all things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I request you slowly sit down. As you speak to your brethren. Prepare your book.
Bible.
Your Bible. Your pen. We tell you things to happen there 2023 up to 2027. The Spirit tells you what is going to happen from there 2023 beginning of it up to there 2027.
Yes, Amen.
Praise Jesus much. Yes. You would not waste as be troubled as you pass the Holy Spirit. For he said, he will tell us things to come. Yes.
Yes,
he moved. Revival, restoration of all things. Now prepare the book. Your pen, is it written very well?
Bible,
you have your Bible very well. You try to see whether it's written well. Write the date, it's 31st.
December.
They are 2022. We head on to their 2023. The Holy Spirit. 4 days. Before, he came and we had a conversation upon my bed. He told me things going to happen. Starting there 2023 up to 2027. Praise Jesus much. And they are going to be laying hold of the entire world.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. You know when he speaks in John. John chapter 16. He said when the Spirit will come.
Tell
you things to come. Now he tells them to us. As soon as we enter 2023, everything is going to tell them to you, you begin to mark it. For it's not to take long, it's to immediately begin to happen. Let's read in this John we see.
Yokane sule yekuminenya, nolu njiriri olabili momu kaga.
John chapter 16, verse 12.
Yokane sule yekumi na mukaga, nolu njiriri ole kumi nepiri.
John chapter 16, verse 12.
Nchali na binjo kubabu ulira. Naite muyinza kubigo minkiriza kakano.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
Onyore kumi nesatu.
Verse 13.
Na yebu alijoyo omoyo wa mazima. Anaba runga mianga mazima gona. Kuhanga tayo gede nga kububwe yeka. Na hivyo na biyana uliranga, biyana yogiranga. Yana wabu uliranga vigendo kuja.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Yes. The Holy Spirit. He who moved mightily in might.
His
revival, restoration of all things. The worldwide call of the nation Uganda. According to John chapter 16, verse 12 to 13, he heard from the Father. And from the Son, come told me, he
said,
that after launching
campaign
on
two,
revival and restoration of all things, the worldwide call on the nation Uganda, these are the things going to happen in the year 2023. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Things going to happen, those going to need you church in Uganda,
even
you church in the entire world, the holy ones of God, the children of God,
to stand
in the unlimited power of the Holy Spirit. Because they are going to be very marvelous. First he said,
there
are going to be extreme powers of darkness as they fight the kingdom of heaven right from there 2023. Praise Jesus much. The powers of darkness,
the extreme evil powers against the kingdom of heaven is from the year 2022.
The extreme evil powers as they fight the kingdom of heaven from this year 2023, remaining a few hours to set off. Praise Jesus much. Remember, we are in the eras of Prophet Elijah,
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses,
Daud,
and the King David.
By
the era of Prophet Elijah, the seasons of the John the Baptist, the kingdom of heavens, it meets many fights. It's attacked. Mostly those who preach it. Attacked with all the extreme powers of Satan, of his youth, right from when he began falling.
It's
going to need us to stand in a special way. For in revival and restoration of all things, we do it passing through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as we reveal all the mysteries of the entire heavens, to be able to draw heavens to the many and to open up doors of heavens to the many, that they enter be saved from hell and the lake of fire. Now Satan says that work since it's begun, and it's the final work, we to bring out all the powers, the evil powers. I'm going to tell you many things concerning those powers. And it's going to need church in the entire world to consent in standing with the living God, that he can give us power, the unlimited power of the Holy Spirit, to confront the extreme evil powers of the devils that begins on the date of first
January
the year 2023. They already said, as soon as the year knocks, they realize we launched this work. Now, They have to lose their powers. All along the evil powers of darkness they have covered. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, he says this on that issue.
I'm still
listening after I tell you what was spoken in the fall. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
Okuva ku biro bya Yokana Omubatiza okutuusa leero, obwakabaka obw'omuggulu buwaguzibwa, n'ababuwaguza babunyaga lw'amaanyi.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. Yes.
In
the Matthew chapter 11, the verse 12,
the
days of John, if they appear, the days of John, the days of the prophet Elijah, days of restoring, of revival and restoration, if they dare appear, the kingdom of heaven fought with the extreme of powers of darkness. When they say that, from both days, the kingdom of heavens, it suffers violence with powers of darkness. It's only confusion and chaos. There are extreme evil forces. The extreme evil powers of darkness,
Satan,
of the devil, to fight those come back to restore, to restore toward the gospel of the kingdom of God, in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven.
The
kingdom of Satan is going to suffer loss.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the work we launched, that the world speaks of in many words, concerning revival and restoration of all things, passing through restoring everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as we resume revealed secrets of heaven, able to draw heavens to the many,
and
to open up doors of heavens to the many, till the devils bring out all evil powers of darkness and they fight, and
then
you fight both, preach that gospel. I'm going to request you
in
the month of January,
that
enter in a few hours from now, year 2023, going to first be here this entire month, praying prayers as we prepare, praising the Lord. If we don't do a work like that, people speak revival and revival. But the Holy Spirit says that the extreme evil powers of darkness fighting the kingdom of heaven, the devils are going to lose that power right on 1st January in the year 2023. That is the first point. There are many things
going
to happen on those preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Righteousness. For it has an enemy. There is an enemy of all righteousness. Those to preach the kingdom of heaven. Brethren, the work has begun. But when light came out, arose darkness in the midst of it. Now where trouble is we
to balance
that moment we are entering into?
When
light of the word has come out,
in the campaign
on revival and restoration, darkness too arises. Speaks in Job saying like this.
Job chapter 24, verse
14.
Omusi agolokokera wamu n'omusana ate omwavu neyeetaaga era ekiro abanga omubbi.
The murderer rising with the light kills the poor and the needy, and in the night is as a thief. Yes.
Oh, Musi Satan.
The murderer Satan.
So when you
read Job 24 verse 14. Connected with John 10 verse 10.
Satan
came to steal, kill and destroy. Jesus came to give life.
The
life which is full. Light of the world. Through revival, restoration of all things.
Passing
through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as revealed secrets of heaven, that we draw heavens to the many, open up doors to the many to enter. Satan, when he saw it awake, arisen, he arose.
Most
no revival year 2022. They don't know what is next. The Holy Spirit said, my children,
knowledge
of God in the national ministries, the children we are promised,
those
to rise in the entire world. As you go to lift up your brethren, you understand this. Beginning on the first, year 2023.
January.
The devils are losing their extreme evil powers.
To fight
you was restored the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Point.
The second point. In the things going to happen, God is to kill the firstborns of the world of sin.
Yes, Egypt.
It's the world of Egypt. Of the magicians.
Sodom.
And of Sodom.
Yeah,
of the homosexuals. Men as married fellow men. Women with women the same. With all acts of profane.
This
he told us in this 2022 in the June.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It
was the month of May.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Banu.
These ones. The firstborn of the world of sin. Speak of the firstborns of the world of sin. They are all people who support and righteousness. And they have money.
And
upon them, these powers of darkness sit on them. Those ones. That's why after speaking in the months of May, God, the firstborn in which the whole world delights in, the Queen of England, and he unclothed her. The rest, they tell him nothing will unclothe them. The fight is going to be intense.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is to kill the firstborns of the world of sin. The world of Egypt.
We mean
the world of the powers of darkness. The magicians. And the world of Sodom. The world of men marry fellow men, women with women, and all acts of profane. Those who spearhead them, they are called the firstborns of the world of sin. Those who support them. Right now, the world is to move in that way. They are 2023. Which kind of year is this? It's a year of testimony. The year of our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. 2023, we look to the three. What does the three indicate? It's a year of testimony.
Three
witnesses of heavens will be based on the earth. And it's going to be a real war between light and darkness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you look to this year 2023, if we get 2 and 3, we see in the witness of 2 or 3, the matter should be established. You may not see there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thus saith the Holy Spirit, who tells you what is to happen beginning the year 2023. God is to kill the firstborns of the world of sin, the world of Egypt, the world of the powers of darkness, the world of magicians,
even
the world of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because these have connived. These first ones, they have connived with the devils upon them to sit the extreme evil powers of darkness, those of the devils, that they can fight those who preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Yes, the year is to be interesting unto the children of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And as soon as the year begins, you hear the first bones out, they pass away. I speak truth, I don't lie. Even my spirit declares in the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Exodus 12, verse 12. Yes.
Agamba what?
He says like this.
Okuva esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwe 12.
Exodus chapter 12 verse 12.
Kubanga ndiita munsi ye Misiri mu kiro kiri ndi kubabirebere bonna munsi ye Misiri omuntu era n'ensolo era kuba Katonda bonna ab'e Misiri ndisala emisango nze Mukama.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beasts, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. He is the Lord.
Year
2023. A year of the three witnesses of heaven. Where there is the Father, the Word, we know the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, to execute judgment to gods of Egypt. Gods who didn't create heaven and the earth.
And
their firstborn upon which they sit.
Man,
the year is to be interesting
unto
us revealed of it.
This
is the counsel of the Lord. Yes, he's going to execute judgment to them.
Even
their gods are bound. Now what we are going to do, we are going to cover the blood of the Lamb upon our walls of our houses.
January.
We are going to spend it right here. Right here before. Yes. Prayers of thanksgiving to God. Prayers of repentance and supplication to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to prepare to be given the major things.
As we do
the remembrance that God promised to do.
We introduce
those prayers in the beginning. We are going to pray prayers of warfare.
We are going
3 hours every day. Entire months of January. As we are preached to.
Standard strategies.
Standard strategies. Those of God.
It's
going to be very great. We are going to rest only 3 days. And we come back immediately. You've not understood what I said. You be at your home sleeping. But when I speak, by the Spirit of God, as he took counsel, as he heard from the Father and on the Son, and he revealed
to kill the firstborns of Egypt, upon which sits powers of darkness,
the
firstborns of Sodom and Gomorrah, the world of homosexuals, the world of sin. Even their gods, they are
connived
to lose powers of darkness to fight those which gasp at the kingdom of heaven. We are going to be here standing
knowledge of God International Ministries,
knowledge of God International Ministries,
for
church in the entire world, all people of God yearn for him in the entire world, the entire month of January.
Mwaka,
in the year of the three witnesses, two or three, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the matter has to be established.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The third reason, the things to happen beginning from the year 2023, as soon as we enter it, 6 years. 6 years from there
2023
means reaching there 2028. The gospel of the kingdom of heavens, it will move, fill the all earth. And there's going to be a yearning and a thirsty of the gospel of the kingdom of heavens. After launching, after launching the campaign and do revival and restoration of all things, the past year 2022, it's the world. It is God's worldwide call.
Based
in Africa, Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes.
This gospel. Now you
remember
the map, the flow of the map. The first point told you,
the
devils are going to arise the extreme evil powers of darkness to fight the kingdom of heavens and those who preach it. Beginning on the first
January,
the year 2023. The second point he told you,
he's
going to kill the firstborns of the world of sin.
Esi,
the world
Yemisi,
of Egypt.
Esi,
the world of powers of darkness. The world of magicians.
Who
connive with the world of Sodom. The world of homosexuals. Upon which sits extreme evil powers of darkness, wanting to fight gospel of the kingdom of heavens. Right there has come this third point, that 6 years from
there
2023 to reach
there
2028, the gospel of the kingdom of heavens, it will spread to fill the entire world for the yearning of many for it. Because they are the powers of darkness which had held them, and they
yearn
for the world and things to eat, and they become enemies of God, and they get destroyed in hell. They
are
going to be smitten every day. We here in full knowledge overcame them in the year 2020. Other powers, speak of those powers of darkness. You no more fight with demons.
Michael, those are angels, Abaddon and the chains and Lucifer. They are right in the fight. What they do, they send powers of darkness. And you read, pick things, don't connect, and you sort. They ever attacked us and we didn't sleep. We slept in the sitting room. You didn't know that experience. Very few knew of that. Others spoke things which don't connect. People forget their husbands and wives.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now him God he says from there 2023 up to 2028 the gospel of the kingdom of heavens
is
to resume fill up the entire world. Even those yearning for it will be extremely many. For a reason the firstborns of Egypt who supported unrighteousness and upon which such powers of darkness God will have killed them. Even God who didn't create heaven and earth, he judges them.
It
means anytime he judges, he cast them in the bottomless pit.
Now
they had to cancel, for they know that they know God is going to judge us as judged our master.
No,
the devil knows it. Satan, who is the senior, was judged by
Jesus.
But as it dawned, the judgments of all gods, the devils, fallen angels, and it has come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This year it's extremely good in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven. It's a special year unto the kingdom of heavens. It's so amazing. In Matthew chapter 8 the verse 10 he says this. Matthew chapter 8 8
verse 10.
When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not had so great faith, no, not in Israel. Verse
11.
And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Yes. It's going to be faith and a special faith. Men are going to come from the east and the west. They yearn to enter the kingdom of heaven. The Holy Spirit says, this harvest has never been. It's amazing. You can't say, how is it? Men have risen powers of darkness, the devils, to fight the kingdom of heavens. Even those who preach it. And then the harvest will increase. That yes, God is going to kill the firstborns of the world of sin, the world of Egypt, of the powers of darkness, and of Sodom and Gomorrah, of homosexuals, of such powers of darkness.
And
execute judgment to God,
Satani,
the devils, judgments as they're bound in hell. Right there, people will be set free.
There's
going to be liberty of many and the world.
Amen.
And as soon as we enter there, and you look, the thirst still of people in the midst of a war. And the pastor said, I've come to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heavens. They disappear in the way. And they say, I've got no service, but pray for me.
amawanga gagenda kulumuka.
Nations are going to block. Ingire
kuanga lya Uganda.
International Uganda. But
there's
something different again.
This
book to happen from there 2028.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is a map.
It's
of these years. Nothing going to change among things you hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He
said,
from there
2028.
Why 2028? You know, in the year 2022, it was the seventh year. Yes. We're reaching 2028. Those are years of the Holy Spirit.
It's
fullness, the seven spirits of God.
But
this year, 2028, to the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven will have the greatest harvest. And it's going to lift up harvesters, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, work of miracles, interpret them, and there are many, and they have knowledge.
Beginning
there 2028, the kingdom of heaven, it will have the greatest harvest for a reason. It would have risen up laborers, harvesters. They are going to rise up prophets, apostles, and there are many. And they all preach the kingdom of heavens. Pastors, evangelists, work out miracles. Those speak tongues and interpret them. All the gifts and all the callings, it's going to rise in the entire world. You're going to hear people, brethren, and they have begun. As we reach 2028, will be on the climax. Yes. They have been spoken in the year 2022, December. On the 31st, and in a few hours, enter there 2023. As they're spoken, this is where they are. It's the way they have to be. And it's the way they were prepared. For the harvest is going to float.
For revival and restoration.
Revival and restoration.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our Lord Jesus, and he says in Matthew chapter 9:46 downwards, and he says like this, Matthew chapter 9 verse 46,
kubanga bali bakoye nnyo nga basasanye.
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
47.
Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
48.
Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Yes. The scattering is going to happen. Why? The firstborns of Egypt, the firstborns of the world of sin, have been killed. Here, include those who are leaders in the sorcery, leaders of the false religions,
The
false beliefs. Those who believe the false salvation. For there is a fake salvation. God is going to pass through them. There are honorable people in different nations who support unrighteousness. You go kill.
There
will be a scattering of people. Let me tell you the truth.
That
23, as soon as it begins,
the
scattering of people is going to happen. People are going to hate evil. Those who hate evils. Even some of you have seen them. They will walk naked, rioting of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes.
There's going to
be a way of insecurity.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. January we spend it to pray more for laborers of the kingdom of heavens. This is a map. I was right on the bed as he reads for me. There is going to be things like this and this.
Hallelujah.
We thank him who is near us. He's not far from us. Others have they asked this how they are to move. Now this is special. For it concerns mostly on the nation in which revival begins. In restoration of all things. The nation Uganda. Calling the worldwide call. From there 2023 to reach there 2027, there are going to be great changes, many in Uganda. Many changes. From that of their 2023, in a few hours from now, up to 2027, there is going to be very many changes in Uganda. Changes in the church. Powerful and immediate changes. And in the church there is going to be people exposing each other for the evils which have been happening within church in Uganda.
There
is going to appear changes in politics.
Serious.
Serious changes. Right from the big seats. Yes. You wait 2023. That one. Right from the top seats in Uganda. Yes. Economic sector, health sector, the social relations, the education,
games, music, and sports.
They are going to get great immediate changes in the nation Uganda. And we request our brethren the defense, those who handle the security in this nation, to tighten the security here in this nation. Because people are going to betray each other, mostly the politicians in the church. There 2023, there is a problem, a very big problem in this nation. But that problems are going to bring changes which will favor the worldwide call. Fighting for the presidential seat is to start from there 2023 here. Even all the other positions next there. Yes. Here. Don't wait 2026. By 2026, changes would have happened 2027. That which makes the lizards fight. Begins 2023. It's going to involve rebels. That's why we request the defense to tighten in Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, the borders.
Uganda,
you tighten security there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Many are going to betray each other in the political sector. Begins there 2023. That cause lizards fight, they fight for the top seats. Yes. In the positions next there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Matthew 24, the verse 10 says this.
Matthew chapter 24,
verse 10. Mubirebio, banja bali
esitala, bali wangana yo, bali chawagana.
And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Yes. Let me tell you. Betrayals in the politicians in Uganda. Though in the entire world there is to be insecurity from the year 2023. In the entire world. When we speak of insecurity, it is broad. It's in politics, in the economics, in the healthy. Upon the entire world, it's mostly to pass through the healthy sector. There are things to happen and you cannot control them. And if it's doctors, begin to prepare, they prepare themselves. Yes.
But,
yeah. Yes. We call them insecurities. Nations are going to fail to protect their people, to take care of them. There is going to be a great loss. To say even famine will strike. Nations cannot take care of their people.
But
all those, the joy is in one thing. That God has to execute judgment to the firstborns of Egypt. Even their gods. To destroy powers of darkness. To lift up gospel of the kingdom of heavens. I want to come back on the next route. We get detail of these things which were shown by the Holy Spirit. Things to happen from the year 2023. Rising of the extreme evil powers of darkness.
To
fighting the kingdom of heaven. Even those who preach it. God killing the firstborns of the world of sin,
the world of
Egypt, of the world of darkness and magic, connived with the world of Sodom and Gomorrah, the world of homosexuals.
And
upon which sat the powers of darkness,
as
they support all the unrighteousness of Satan. And 6 years from there, 2023, the gospel of the kingdom of heavens, it would have spread to the entire world for the yearning of many.
For
those who had put them in captivity, they had been taken away.
kutandika mwaka
2028 to the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. The harvest of the kingdom of heavens will increase. God is to send many liberals,
apostles,
pastors, evangelists, many, those with knowledge. But we have been told, beginning the year 2023 to the year 2027, going to appear many changes in the nation Uganda, in the church, in the politics, in the economies, in the health, social relations, education,
games,
music and sports. Praise Jesus much. And we've been told the security in the
Uganda,
nation Uganda and all over the world, most clear the nation Uganda, they should tighten it more. Right from politics, there is going to appear many betrayals in the way of fighting for the top seats. Not waited for the year 2026, since the year 2023, right from 1st January. May the Lord bless you. Come back here more detail as it were, and what we are going to be doing. May God bless you.